Let's just do it all at once. Let's just do it all at once. This is kind of like the topic and theme of what my husband and I are experiencing in these last 60 days since coming back from our Orange County vacation. So much is happening, so much good. And I finally have just like a pocket of time where I carved out of my day to just share my journey and our story with you. And honestly, I've shared only with a couple of friends. And I was actually on a walk with a really close friend of mine yesterday and just sharing this story with her. And I'm like, it's such a God story. I don't even know how else to explain it except for like God is literally on the move in our family's life. And I'm just allowing him to control everything and surrendering to it all. And in that place, I was telling my friend, I said, in that place, I'm finding just like true fulfillment and freedom. It's just been the most beautiful thing. So I want to share this. I have not been able to share this. And I was looking at like, okay, what's been my recent last podcast? And I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be an interesting like plot twist. So plot twist, I'm going to start with this. So the plot twist is we now are homeschooling our kids. And I want to start there and then back up the train to how we got to this place. So when I say all at once, literally within a week, my husband quit his partnership firm. He flew to San Francisco. So we had like a weekend getaway to Dana Point area. And my husband had like some more of his warrior coaching training. And we went for a beach walk and just God started to really pour into my husband and just like, you know, insight and really like what this next season looks like for our family. So get this. Okay. So we're in Orange County and my husband puts on like, God totally lays on my husband's heart. Like, yeah, you need to step into coaching full time. Like this is the thing that you have been created to do is to coach executives and above like top CEOs to step up in every area of their life. One of the things that my husband and I, when we were building my fitness business with women, is I would take women that, you know, were bosses in their own way. They were either, you know, they owned their own business or they were successful in their job. Maybe they had a decent marriage. Maybe they were really overweight. They didn't have a good relationship with their kids and their marriage was like, it was decent, but it could be way better. Some people I would coach, they, you know, their job was amazing. Their marriage was amazing, but they were overweight. So I took on a lot of people that were overweight. That just kind of was my niche. And I would coach them and work with them and then they would get this confidence and they would be amazing. And then they would completely bring a different person to the marriage. And the husbands are like, what the heck? What's happening? And it was interesting because it would bring out the insecurity in the husband. And so it would be like, well, you know, we used to drink together. We used to go out to eat together. And now you have these different habits and you've improved yourself. And I need to improve myself. And so throughout these last 5 years, people have come to me and they're like, does your husband have a program? Because my husband needs it. And so we've kind of joked around like, yeah, you need to create a men's program. But my husband, you know, he went to Harvard Business School. He's worked with executives. He's owned his own businesses. He's been a private investor. Like he's worked with like the top dogs. And that's who he enjoys working with. And what he found is what he is now working with is he's like, I found a lot of guys that are in that space that are like the top CEOs that are making a lot of money, but their relationship with their wife sucks. Their relationship with their kids suck and they're overweight. Or maybe they're in shape and their business is successful and they're making a lot of money, but their marriage is about ready to crumble and die. They have no relationship with their kids. Or, you know, they have a great relationship with their wife. They could be way more successful in their business if they got some more security and dug out those issues that are holding them back from going to that next level in their business. So all that to say, my husband's like, this is what I want to do. Like either like, literally like this is what he was created to do. People have come to him for years and asked for his advice. And how do you stay in shape? You have a great relationship with your kids. You have an amazing marriage. How do you do it? And we've lived a pretty private life in the sense of we haven't really shared all of it all over social media. mainly because we're just not those kind of people. We're not those kind of people that are like, look at us. We just do our thing. And so God has really been encouraging my husband, like, to be more public and to really share, like, your life, to, you know, inspire people, like, this is possible. I remember people, you know, we've been married for 19 years and people are like, it's crazy. Like, you guys really do love each other that much. I'm like, yeah, he's really amazing. And so, you know, he's been really encouraged by this training to go more public with his life and to really share, like, hey, this is how we live. This is how I live. And this is why I want to coach other men to raise the bar and be warriors and be that man of God that, you know, you are called to be. And let's dig out those things and, like, let's give you the tools to get yourself there. Not, this isn't therapy. This is me as your coach giving you the tools to dig yourself out of the hole and to run. So anyways, that is what my husband is doing. And it's been amazing. So he quit his full-time job on Monday. So this was a week and a half ago. So on Monday, he flies to San Francisco. I fly back home. And he quits his job with his partnership as a investor with this firm that he was working for. And on Sunday night, before he left, he was like, you know, I really feel like, let's kind of entertain that idea again about homeschooling our kids. And he's like, and it wasn't kids, it was mainly our oldest, our middle schooler. And he's like, you know, I've seen, yes, he's a good influence and, you know, he's sharing the Bible with kids, but there's, something's off. And we both have felt that. We're like, something's off, something's not right. Like, almost like he's not sharing all of what's going on in middle school with us. And my husband really picked that vibe up. And so my husband's like, you know, I really feel like we need to homeschool Zane. I want to be on board with that. Like, I really feel like, you know, if God's calling me to rise up men, it starts with my own sons. And so I'm like, okay, you know, you need to go for a walk with them and tell them this is what, you know, you really feel you want to do. So that was Sunday. So he flies out Monday. He quits his job. Sunday night, it's just me. With the boys, and Gavin comes home from school. He has not heard us talk about homeschool at all. That was a private conversation I had with my husband, like on the beach, a kidless vacation. And Gavin, my youngest, who is in the fourth grade, he comes home from school and he's like, you know what, Mom? I would like to be homeschooled. I'm like, what? Like, my jaw, like, dropped to the floor. I'm like, wait, what? Like, where did that come from? I'm like, you just need to give Mom a moment. And so I actually left the table. We were having dinner, just me and Gavin. Zade had flag football practice. So it was just me and Gavin. And I literally, like, took a moment. I was like, I went to my bedroom and I was like, God, what are you doing? Like, what in the world? Like, I thought we were just going to homeschool Zade. You know, now Gavin's asking me homeschool, like, this is insane, you know? And so he's like, ask him why. Ask him why. So I went out to the dining room and I was like, hey, buddy, why do you want to be homeschooled? And you guys, like, this was out of a 9-year-old. My son, he was like, well, first is I want to learn, like, real life. Like, you coach people, Mom, on real life. Like, I hear you talk to women about real life, like, real life issues. I want to learn that. I want to learn from Dad about the warrior. Like, he's teaching men how to be warriors. And I want to learn that. He's like, I want to learn real life stuff, Mom. Like, life skills. Like, how to grocery shop. How to lift weights. Like, I want to learn those things. And he's like, I want to learn more about God. I want to learn about God, Mom. And then he's like, I want to participate. Like, when I raise my hand, I want to be able to be called on. And when I raise my hand in school, like, sometimes the teacher calls me, but she just doesn't have a good system, Mom, because sometimes she just picks on a lot of kids the same day, same kid every time, versus, like, you know, just like picking other kids. And I just want to be, I just want to have a voice, Mom. It's like, the fact that this kid has come up, like, we've taught him to think on his own and to, like, come up with this, like, I need to be homeschooled and this is why. My jaw was, like, to the floor. And then he said this, and he's like, Mom, I don't want kids to call me names. I'm like, what do you mean? So he told me that when he was at school, our son takes hip hop classes. Gavin is my little performer. Like that kid, I'm telling you what, he's like a little Justin Timberlake. He's like, the girls love him. He's just like, he's a little ladies man and he loves the girls. Let me tell you, he always says my curls get the girls. and he's got moves, man. He can move like Michael Jackson, Justin Timberlake moves. I'm like, what the heck is happening? So he takes his hip hop class and there's a lot of girls in the class. And so one of the girls that are in the class was in his classroom at school. And she was like, it's so fun, Gavin, that you're in our hip hop class. And this stupid little 9-year-old boy was like, you're in a hip hop class with all the girls. He's like, are you gay? And my 9-year-old son, he's like, that really hurt my feelings because he didn't have to say that. Just because I like to dance doesn't mean that. I'm like, totally. And he's like, it just hurt my feelings because he labeled me, Mom. And nobody likes to be labeled. It's like, wow, you are correct. And that's when I was like, right there and there, I was like, you know what? I will talk to your dad. And I said, I promise you, we will have an answer for you and figure this whole thing out by the end of the week. So that was Monday night. My husband comes home on Tuesday. Okay. So Tuesday after school, Gavin comes home and he's like, Mom, I told my friends goodbye. I'm like, what? He's like, made the decision. And I told him, I'm going to be homeschooled. I'm like, okay, I love that you were like me. And when you make a decision, you just make the decision, because that's actually true leadership because we talk about that. True leaders make quick decisions. People that procrastinate, we talk about this all the time, are losers. We're like, if someone has to like take a really long time to make a decision, they're not confident in who they are because they have to really, really process it and think about it and pray about it. They're not confident. When you're confident in who you are quick to make decisions, and that's a leader. I'm like, that's why like Navy SEALs, it's like they're bosses. Why? They have to make quick decisions. It can't be like, I don't know, should we go to the left or the right? I don't know, we got to think about it. It's like, make a decision, dude, like, because the enemy is coming for us. So we teach our boys, like, make decisions fast. They see us do it all the time, including right now. So he went to school and was like, see you later. So I just thought that was hilarious. So Tuesday night, my husband comes home. I tell him, you know, this is what's going on with Gavin. This is where he's at. So he takes a walk with Zaid Tuesday night and tells him like, hey, this is kind of what we're feeling. At first, Zaid was like, I don't know. But then he started thinking about it. He's like, yeah, I think I actually do want to be homeschooled. Okay. Wednesday, we move out of our place and move into our brand new home that we've been building for the last year and a half. So the process of talking about homeschool, husband quit his job on Monday. And now on Wednesday, we're moving out of our old house and into our new house. And that Friday, made the decision, okay, we are officially going to homeschool our kids. We sent in the form to like, you know, take them out public school. We put them we're in a co-op. So go to the Christian homeschool place on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then we homeschool them Mondays, Wednesday, and Friday. And that is what we've been doing for the last week. And we have two very different boys. And that's what I want to share and kind of end with you on this. If you are, you know, in my podcast before this, I talked about how it's you as the parent, right? You have to take control, and what happens under your roof is really what's going to catapult those kids into who they are. It's like their best shot, right? Their best shot is to have parents that are giving it their best shot, right? And so something that my husband and I talked about, you know, when we were talking about his warrior training, he's helping all these men, and these men are like, there's freaking A, man, these lives are being changed. Like, it is so cool to hear the conversations that my husband is having with these guys. They're having massive breakthroughs. Like, I need to do an entire podcast on some of these men. Like, just hearing some of the breakthroughs that are happening in these guys' lives is, it's amazing. Like, it is just absolutely amazing. Some of them are going public and sharing just what my husband has done for them. Some are just sharing like, hey, I want to share this with you. Share this with people, that what you're doing is literally giving me the tools to, I have been stuck for, one guy was like, I've been stuck for 45 years. And now I literally have the tools. I feel so empowered. I'm bringing a different a man to a marriage. Like, my wife is like, who is this guy? It's just, it's amazing. And so these are the conversations that are taking place in our home, and our boys are like listening to it, you know, and they're listening to their dad having these conversations, and it's just, it's amazing. But one of the things that we've seen and why we have two different kids is, in talking to them too, but the things that we noticed, and I'll just say for myself that I noticed, is there's more joy in my boys. There's like this peace and joy in my kids. They're not weird. My oldest was doing like weird things. Like at dinner, he would be doing weird noises and just doing like middle schooler weird shit. And I'm like, what are you doing? This is so not you. And then my youngest, he is our little joy-filled kid. And I watched these last few weeks of him being in school not be as joyful. And yesterday, you know, I do like a check-in, like, how's homeschool life? Do you love it? You know? And I asked my oldest, I said, okay, so now that you've been homeschooled for like a few days, you know, I see a difference. Do you feel a difference? And he's like, yeah. And I said, what do you feel the difference? Like, what's one of your biggest things? And he looked at me with tears, like super teary-eyed. He's like, it's peaceful. It's so peaceful, Mom. I'm like, wow. And he started to just get teary-eyed. And he's like, it was really tough, Mom. I didn't realize just how tough middle school was, but it was tough. And he just kind of started to open up. It's like, I did my best. I tried to be a light, but it was really hard and just kind of broke. It was like, wow. Like, I said, well, how much God loves you is he put it on me and Dad's heart to get involved and make sure that we could restore that peace for you. And he just gave me a big hug. He's like, thank you, Mom. I can't even get more into the story because I'll just probably start bawling. So my youngest, you know, I'm like, okay, how's homeschool? And he was like, I love it. And I said, you are my spirited, joy-filled little boy. You are back. He's like, I'm so happy, Mom. I just love it. And he just gave me a big hug. He's like, I just love it so much. He's just squeezing me. Like, I just love it. So today, my husband was helping our oldest with some math stuff. And they went into the house. It was just my husband and I. And I was like, this has been a sacrifice. He's like, absolutely. This has been a sacrifice. He goes, it's only been a few days. And we have two very different little boys. I'm like, yeah, we do. I'm like, you noticed it? He's like, almost immediately. I'm like, me too. I was like, yeah, I don't. I think we just made one of the best decisions. He's like, 100%. So I'm saying all this. One, this is my story and this is my life. And you know, for the last 5 years, I've been sharing that on this podcast. But two is, sometimes we as parents have to make massive sacrifices to give our kids like the best shot at life. And what I want to encourage you is to really look at your kids. And a lot of times, I'm not talking like looking at them, like just looking at them like, oh, wow, I see you. But like, see them, like their heart, their soul, and really evaluate who they are and where they are. And the thing is, and this is what I want to encourage you, is it wasn't necessarily my kids coming to me. It was my relationship with God that was giving me this insight into my boys, and then doing the same for my husband. And if there's one thing that you could take away from this podcast today, is having such a deep-rooted relationship with God is so critically important. And I'm not talking church attendance. I'm not talking read your Bible and do a little journal every day. I'm talking like getting quiet and allowing God to speak to you about your life, your kids, direction. Because so many things that my husband and I have done in the last 20 years, people think it's nuts. They're like, so your husband's quitting your job. You just moved into this brand new house. You're homeschooling your kids. Like, what in the world? I'm like, God, like, and it's going to all work out. And I have a peace about it because I know that God is in control and is laying it all out for us like this. And so I just really encourage you to get quiet so that you can hear like the direction, like what are we supposed to do for our life and for our kids? And you'll, the thing is, and this sounds kind of like voodoo weird, but God speaks to you the way that you will hear. It's not weird. He will speak to the way that he created you. He knows you. He will speak to you the way that you hear. Sometimes he speaks through people. Sometimes he speaks through people in the, you know, through nature, through signs, through just a feeling that you have, that you know is like, it's just that gut feeling. Like, yeah, this is what we're supposed to do. But I'm telling you, trust it every time. And I really want to encourage you today that there's going to be things that you're going to be asked to do, or things that you are like, is that really what I'm supposed to do? And it's and change to some people is like scary. I actually love it. I love change, and I love a faith walk because it builds that muscle to get out of the way of Natalie and just have that faith walk of like, it's not me, it's him. It's God. It's all his. And my life is his. And I want my life to be inspiring. And it's not going to be inspiring if it's just me. But it will absolutely be inspiring if it's God's fingerprints all over it. And so I just really encourage you, whether you're a mom, a dad, whether you don't have kids, whether you do have kids, whatever it is, you and your life, your family, just really encourage you to be like, okay, I need to get quiet with the noise, with the distractions, with the media, with all of it. Just get quiet enough. Even when, just when you're driving. That's a lot of times I'll just turn off the music. I'll roll down the windows and I'll just be in quiet. And like, you know, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing? And what's really, 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 really cool is that your life shapes your kids' lives. And so whatever you are doing in your life, you're then depositing and transferring that into them. And when you are loving the things that you're depositing into your life, you get really, really excited about the things that you're depositing into your kids. And so for me, the last 10 years, I've been coaching and mentoring mainly women, thousands of women for the last 10 years. And I've learned a lot about mindset and leadership and confidence and all those things and habits and discipline. And I'm so excited to have more time with my boys to impart that wisdom into them, because that is something that I wish I had growing up. I didn't learn that until my 20s. And I'm so pumped to be able to share that with them now, because that is something that is missing in the school and that needs to be shared. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's not going to be like, oh, I need my arithmetic and I need my algebra to save my life. It's going to be, I need a freaking strong mindset. I need to know what's wrong and what's wrong and what's right. And I need to think for myself, and I need to be able to make a quick answer and make a quick decision, because I'm a freaking boss. I'm a leader. And you're not going to have that reliance on algebra. It needs to be relied upon your strong mindset. And if you can't get that correct, you're shit out of luck. And that's what I've told my kids. I'm like, boys, if you want to be a freaking badass in this world, like, algebra will get you a little bit, it'll get you a little bit, but your character is what's going to excel you. I'm like, I've met a lot of smart people and they're freaking assholes, but you get somebody that's smart and has a strong mindset and confident and a warrior like your dad, freaking hate. Like, their life is going to be unstoppable. Like, you can't stop the growth of that person. Like, they become literally unstoppable, not because of what they've learned, but because of who they become. Who you become is everything. And if that gets deposited into my boys, watch out, world. Their names are Zayd and Gavin Wilson, and they're going to be freaking world changers.